Then after the whippet, we owned a Studebaker. That thing had a motor on along with this room. But then the banks went busted, you know, and everything happened. Money got scarce. I thought the funny thing in the world was when I seen my daddy cry. But the banks went busted. Me and my sister, we three are little, you know. And
he had some money in
him. A little money in him. I don't imagine it was much, but whatever it was, we held a lot then. But I remember him, kid enough, he cried. Then we moved to a, sort of what I'd call a shack. But back in those days, first part of my life, we had to, you know, live real comfortable.
Yes.
We moved out there in the shack.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
I did a lot of fun.
It's just funny because you're so good natured about it to relate it like you do. I guess anybody who's successful can look back on days like that and laugh.
Well, I'm not successful. I'm just lucky, I guess.
Just middling, huh?
Just living. But, after that, we kind of kept coming along, you know, just digging a little at a time.
Yes. Now, did your house have a kind of a place out front where you might put things on it where you could rock and that sort of thing, you know?
Oh, man, we had big screen porches. The first house you talking about?
Well, any of them, yeah. All of
them. Well, the first house we lived in, that I can remember. Of course, I wasn't born in that house. My daddy bought this place and built this house. And I never will forget, we were living right next door to the doctor, the doctor of the town.
Uh-huh.
And I used to be sort of a pet. I'd run over and play with them. I mean, they'd play with me. They didn't have any kids. We had a big screen front porch, big screen back porch, and colored women done all your work, my mother's work, you know. I guess all she was doing was having children, because I know many times, daddy was always bring home I'd ride the horse with him a lot, you know, over the farm. And I was expecting some candy if he went to town and I didn't get to go. I remember even back running out of this particular house, you know, and running right by this colored woman that was churning. And it was a mad cat under the steps. As I went down those steps, that mad cat got in and just jumped in my back. Of course, I got a little faster. Well, back in them days, all white men carried pistols. And I guess niggas did too. I don't know. But anyway, this colored woman got out there. I called her Aunt Josie. And I come by Aunt Josie pretty fast, you know, and daddy had gotten out of his car with a carload of hands, you know, to pick cotton. And I come by her pretty swift, and she hit at that cat with a broom and knocked him off of him, and the cat started back under the house. Daddy said,